Candidiasis, or Candida albicans, is an infection that's caused by a benign microorganism, a benign yeast that develops in the body and is naturally present in the body called Candida albicans. We find Candida infections in small children, and called thrush, where there's yeast developing on their tongue. And of course, Candida is definitely associated with vaginal yeast infection in women. Now, bear in mind that this yeast, as I mentioned earlier, is benign. It is a natural inhabitant of our skin, of our mucosa from the respiratory tract, the gastrointestinal tract, and the genitourinary tract. And as long as it's kept in its place and as long as it does its job, it's fine, and it does have a role to play in the body. Unfortunately, the yeast can start developing abnormally. It can develop abnormally if it's given the chance to develop abnormally, either because the good bacteria that keep it in its place have been destroyed, or, which is much more significant, the immune system is weaker than it should be and therefore can't keep the yeast at its place. So there's a few things you need to know and you need to do if you do have yeast infections, recurrent ones, whether they are respiratory, gastrointestinal, or whether they're vaginal. And the first thing is to increase your immune system's competence, to strengthen your immune system. And one of the ways to do that is to stop consuming sugar or to radically reduce your sugar intake. Sugar feeds yeast. As a matter of fact, if you want to make bread and you're making it with baker's yeast, you've got to add sugar to the yeast, and you'll see that that's when it starts being active and activated. Sugar feeds the yeast. So consuming sugar would feed yeast, and consuming sugar would reduce your immune system's strength to deal with the yeast. Another thing you need to do is exercise. We've got a circulatory system, apart from the cardiovascular system, that's called the lymphatic system. And throughout the lymphatic system, you have small processing units called lymph nodes. And the role of those lymph nodes is actually to break down yeast, bacteria, viruses, and even cancer cells. And the only way to make this lymphatic system circulate effectively is through exercise. So exercising is vitally important for your immune system as well. There are many other things you can do. There are herbs such as podarco that is extremely effective and very safe in getting rid of yeast. And there's aged garlic extract, which is extremely effective and safe in getting rid of yeast and helping the immune system overall. If you're interested in finding out more, you can do a search on our website, www.drchrisafi.com. Thank you.